Hi.
Hey, Ruben.
Hey, how are you doing? Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Hey, Sam, can you hear me?
You there?
Yeah, you're going in and out. You want me to try calling you back?
How about now?
Oh, now I can hear you.
Yeah, okay. You called me and left me voicemail. I'll call you back.
Yeah, did you get my message?
I haven't had a chance to listen to.
No, my email. I'm sorry, my email.
Yeah.
Okay, so obviously I want to work as hard as possible for you, and I'm running into an issue, and I don't like to, like, hide anything. I'm running into an issue because of the amount relative to the loan and the credit and the tax liens. I don't feel like it's appropriate. You have a lot of auto inquiries, so I'm not going to, like, shotgun your credit all over town. I take a look at it one or two times and say, hey, look, what can I do for the customer? I'm trying one last avenue tomorrow to kind of fight someone on something, but here's what I want to run over to you, because I want to be as transparent as possible. When we're talking about this large of a loan amount, the challenge is risk. And the biggest thing without to nail a hammer down is, hey, if we talk about 30 grand, even if your business goes badly, you're going to pay that to preserve your credit. But when you take about something larger, the credit has to be stronger and it has to be no tax liens. I can get around this issue, but I don't want to get around this issue with that you're out okay. We have some lenders at where I work with that will love your deal. They'll see you as a business owner. They won't see you as numbers, and they'll be comfortable with your deal. But because they're private funders, there's not a lot of hoops to jump through. I already have all your tax returns, but they potentially charge higher payments. And I think they would be around for this transaction, like around $6,000 a month, some for 36 months. Some people see that, and that's with, like, nothing down. That's with, like, two payments down. Some people say that number, and they go, they're not stupid. They go, hold on, 6,000 times 36 is 226. I'm not paying this. This is crazy. I'd rather just wait. Some customers say, hey, you know what? I understand. This equipment still is going to make me money. I'm going to pay them what I would pay someone else, and in 3 years, I'll own the equipment. Please proceed. I wanted to get your thoughts on that deal before having them look at it, because I really value your business, and I don't want to rub you the wrong way.
Yeah, no, it will work if it is like that. I prefer to keep doing things the way I do right now until things get better.
It would or would not work?
No, it would not work.
Would not work. Okay.
If that's paying like 100%.
It's a lot of money.
My original amount. Yeah.
Correct.
No.
Okay. So let me try one other avenue, and then I'll let you know what they say, and you tell me what you'd like to do.
Okay.
I'm not gonna do anything without you. Okay. All right.
All right.
You got my word that I'll bust my tail for you.
Okay.
Thanks, brother. Bye-bye.
Bye.